when we finish our morning zazen and continue in our day, or when we wake up in the morning and open our eyes and continue our day, what creates difficulties in our life? What distracts and detracts us from this life experiencing, which is our zazen, which is our life after all? Zazen isn't anything extra. It's exactly being as we are, as breathing, as experiencing, as this moment. What creates difficulties for us? Look closely. When you feel troubled, when you feel troubled by circumstances, find yourself having a sense of unease, being at unease, being uneasy, or even more specifically, detesting specific people, specific events. What do your thoughts and feelings turn towards? What do you find happening? After all, this sea of events, thoughts, feelings, is the sea of your life, is your life. Not one to the exclusion of others, but they are the waves of the ocean of your life, whether they're so-called inside or so-called outside. So what do you find yourself turning towards? What do you find your thoughts and feelings turning towards? Sometimes we find our self using phrases like something else, somewhere else, somehow else, some who else, some other. Variants of this has a way of expressing what we think should help this sense of unease, this sense of trouble, this sense of even detesting. When we say this, think this, feel this, we often then believe these words, thoughts, feelings, believe this expression because we've thought, felt, seen this. And then we believe what they are directing us towards. Unfortunately, we often also believe that these thoughts, these alternatives that we fantasize, either very briefly flashing through our life or which we focus on, we believe that these are good reasons to be further upset about the present, further upset, even including anger, fear, and more. In fact, if we hold on to these something else's, as I'll call them, unfortunately, they are also preludes to difficulties and troubles, even leading to us attacking or avoiding, running away from our life and all the circumstances, events, and people of our life. The truth is, these somethings are our life practice, friends, and support. Not only because they are the articulation of the present moment, not because they're true, or even because that they shouldn't be so, because being as is, being even as what they seem to be for us, they can be this bodhisattva nurturing moment, if I'll say it this way, to bring us back as this moment, as this bodhisattva life that we are, to bring us to looking at what is bodhisattva life response now? What is skillful right now? But they can only do so if we've nurtured and continued our practice, our zazen, formal, informal, continued our experiencing being this moment throughout our daily activities. I don't mean some magical 24-hour every moment ideal, but I mean in the ordinary sense of using the daily activities of our life as the opportunity to give ourselves away to our life, give ourselves away to this moment. After all, our life is always this moment, this field of cultivating, ordinary or dull or exciting or energizing or repetitive or tiring or draining or joyous. Each of these is this life opportunity now of polishing radiance, of burnishing darkness and mysterious. See, this is the zazen that is ours to maintain throughout our day and is up to us to support and remind ourselves this immediately here. Nothing else is needed. Nothing is to be removed. Nothing extra. Nothing lacking. And this needs our experiencing, our effort when effort is so. This is our opportunity. Being lifting right now. Being this sadness. Being this smiling, being crying, answering, asking, repairing, removing, throwing out. Experiencing is this opportunity right now. This opportunity to see clearly what is needed right now, if something is needed. to see the effort needed right now, to see what is revealed right now, even what is revealed with something else, some who else, somewhere else, somehow else, some other. These are only revealing our true task, our energetic, wholeheartedness, effort opportunity, what is called for out of this experiencing life we are, what is called for enabling us to be this experiencing life we are. Thank you.